This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
The older I get, the more I realize how there is very few things in life that are spiritually neutral. I used to have this naive attitude that movies were spiritually neutral. I don't believe that anymore. I used to think that every song that came down the pike was spiritually neutral. That's not true. I used to think every book, every TV show was spiritually neutral. And now I'm starting to say, instead of behind every teacher or preacher is a spirit, now I believe this: behind every movie you see is a spirit. Behind every TV show you watch is a spirit. Behind every book you read is a spirit. Behind everything in this life, in the media, I believe, is a spirit. And it matters what you read. It matters what you watch. It matters what you allow into your body and to your mind through your senses, I'm going to give you a dramatic example. In fact, somebody complained this illustration was too strong. But I'll tell you, it makes a point. You won't forget it. It may be a little over the top, but I want to give an example of how in movies and in music, there's a spirit behind that. Here's the movie. It was reviewed in the Washington Post newspaper some time ago. It was the review was reprinted either in USA Today or one of the Ohio newspapers. And I'm not even going to give you the title of the movie, because I don't want to even promote the movie. But the main character in this movie is a satanic-like creature or person, very evil-looking. And there's a scene in the movie, according to the review, where this person totally destroys a Catholic church, just wiping every icon off its stand and destroying the church, breaking out the windows. And then in this dramatic scene, he kills, murders the priest right in the sanctuary by the altar. And then he stands victorious over the dead priest and looks in the camera and with this evil look says, "I am the way. I am the way." Here's my question. What spirit was behind that movie? Do you want to be naive enough and say, "That's entertainment"? That's entertainment? That movie is entertainment? There's a spirit behind every movie, in my opinion now. There's a spirit. Spirit of truth or spirit of deception or falsehood, according to John. There was an album came out by a particular group several years ago. The reviewer noted that in this one CD, one album of this group, there were 300 sexual references, crude sexual references, profanity, blasphemy, in this one CD. 300 in this one album. And here's my question. Is that spiritually neutral? No. Can you honestly be naive enough to say that's spiritually neutral? It's just music, it's just entertainment. No, you see, it's not just behind every teacher or preacher is a spirit. Behind every piece of music, in my opinion now, I believe this, is a spirit of truth or a spirit of deception. Let's bring up verses 2 and 3 again, because this is the crux of the whole message right here, verses 2. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now is already in the world. This is the litmus test for any preacher, any teaching. Somebody comes to the door, the first thing I want to know is, if he wants to talk Christianity or religion, what do you believe about Jesus? Why? Nothing else matters after that.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.